The Senate firestorm happened when the Republican majority imposed time limits on members speaking on the budget. Democrats had introduced more than 120 amendments and spent the entire night and into the morning defending them on the floor. By the early morning hours, Republican leadership had had enough. Senate President Alan Lissay proceeded to take a vote on the budget as Milwaukee Democratic Senators Tim Carpenter and Gwen Moore went ballistic.
Senator Decker, Senator Ellis, Senators. Senator.
Order had definitely broken down. The outburst was like nothing veteran observers say they'd ever seen on the floor of the Senate. Gwen Moore declared she would go to jail as Alan Lissay struggled for control.
I'm going to jail today. I can't vote. I can't talk. I can't hear from my constituents.
Let me get some order. Senator from the 20th. Senator from the 20th.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 20th is recognized.
Now. Mr. President.
Senator from the 4th, if you don't stop, I'm going to have you removed from the chambers. Senator, and I mean
it. I'm trying to stand informal. Will you get her to sit down and shut up?
Senator, I will have you removed from the chambers if you don't sit down. I'm interrupting the proceedings.
5 days after the Senate floor meltdown, Senator Moore said she had time to reflect on her outburst.
What I came up with is a recognition that every single time that I have quote-unquote gone off has been because the majority has tried to deny the rights of the minority to speak in this body.
Moore was expressing frustrations other Democrats have voiced during the budget process. Majority Republicans rule the roost.
Even though I'm a member of the minority party, I personally am not going to tolerate just being rolled over, have my rights and privileges rolled over because I'm in the minority party.
Senate President Republican Alan Lissay also had time to reflect on the unusual experience.
We do have rules under which we operate, and the rules do provide that time constraints could be placed, be put in place, and we did do that. On retrospect, perhaps it was not the greatest idea. However, I think when the minority infringes on the ability of the majority to conduct business, and I think some of those rules need to be put in place, and that's exactly what happened as I see it.
Democrat Chuck Quala said he should have more fiercely defended the senators who objected so loudly last Thursday morning and said they have nothing to apologize for.
The one thing we do here, we let everybody speak. And even when the evil Chuck Quala was in the majority leader's role, we let everybody speak. So you don't want to take on that man.
I was here during those times, so be careful.
After a long weekend to step back and take a breath, the Senate resumed with its usual decorum and ended up passing the most difficult budget anyone can remember, a budget fashioned to fix a $3.2 billion deficit, a budget very likely to be at least partially, if not fully, vetoed by the Democratic governor. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.